Emma Wilson.
The children almost had to crawl as they followed the rabbit through the tunnel in the bushes of the Brunswick Gardens. Scratchy twigs caught their clothes. When they had come out the other side, Daisy brushed some little bits of leaf off Milo's back. They looked around. They were still in a garden, but this one was quite different. It gave a warm weather welcome. Bright flowers and lush foliage spilled over earthenware pots. Small trees waved lazy palm leaves. The rabbit sniffed around the feet of a marble statue, a boy whose arm was outstretched and pointing towards the balcony. Daisy and Milo wandered over in the direction of his gaze. Where had they arrived? They were high up, on the roof garden of a tall building, overlooking gardens, villas, a wall, and then stretching out as far as the eye could see, close-packed streets and ancient buildings. Milo leaned in and spoke into the receiver.
Hello, can I speak to the white rabbit, please?
A voice answered.
Speaking.
In a tone that was rather deeper than you would expect from a rabbit.
Well, nice to meet you, Mr. Rabbit, said Milo.
Likewise.
Do you have another riddle? Asked Daisy.
Indeed. The next riddle is this. What do you read in the bath?
What do I read in the bath? Exclaimed Milo. Why, nothing. I don't want to get my book wet.
That is not the correct answer, said the voice. You must keep searching.